agenda for you. Brooke, good morning. Brooke, I know you're there.
Hi there, Luke. How are you going?
Why did you wait so long to say hello, Brooke?
I was actually emailing and I was doing what you asked me.
Oh, God love you, Brooke. You see, there you go. That's an obedient audience. That's what we like. Where are you, Brooke?
I'm in Maryborough in Victoria.
How are you coping?
Oh, they've just eased restrictions for us, so it's been a bit nicer. I've been able to tell the kids that school's just around the corner after holidays.
Yeah, yeah. So the kids are back at school?
Not just yet. They're saying it's a staggered week into term four, so probably the first week of term four.
Yeah.
They'll do at-home learning, and then hopefully by week two they'll be going into...
Back to school. And then before you know it, Brooke, they'll be on bloody holidays.
Oh, no. Well, that's already what it is now. Tomorrow's the last day of term. They're on holidays for 2 weeks.
Oh.
And then we go into term four after that. So 1 week and then hopefully they're back.
I know we love our kids. We love our children.
Oh,
But don't we love school?
Right now.
Hey?
I love them so much, I just want to smother them right now.
Oh, good on you, Brooke. Brooke, what did you want to talk about?
I was on about Daniel Andrews and
They reckon he might get rolled. I don't think so. And the person who is putting this forward is the Leader of the Opposition, and it's got no hope of getting through the House where they hold an 11-seat majority. But does Daniel Andrews deserve all the shit that he's getting?
I'm not a massive political person myself, but through all of this, It's made me take a stand for Daniel Andrews. Like, I honestly never gave a shit beforehand. Now I'm more for him.
Yeah, is that right?
As a mother at home, homeschooling, like, I think he's done the best thing possible. I just don't. It's so much entitled. I don't know, millennials. I don't know what it is. Melbourne, they're just the biggest bunch of sooks. They really are.
Who are sooks? People whinging, the people wanting to break the rules, the protesters, the woman that wouldn't show her license or give her details to the police officer and then was subsequently dragged from the car. The Karens of this world, is that who you're talking about?
It's just a joke. That's exactly right. I think that's what's incited all of this. Everybody's, you know, pushing and whinging and bitching. Look, even my local MP, so that's Louise Daly for Loddon Shire. Gosh, she upsets me daily when you just look at her at her Facebook post. All she does is bash Daniel Andrews daily. Bash him. And it's like, why? Why do you constantly have to do this? I don't see what it's making you look any good to me. You know what I mean? It just, you look like a sooky little idiot.
It's called a political opportunity, Brooke, and that's what people of the other side do. They see an opening and they go for it. They hammer.
Like I said, that's what's inside it.
But it can have a negative effect, and it's had a negative effect on you.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't think he's deserved all of this. He's a parent at home doing the same sort of thing.
Yeah.
Granted, his kids are a bit older, so it's been easier for him. But still,
yeah,
he's not been... You can see him daily on the on his, you know, daily reports when he comes on.
Yeah.
Does he look well-rested to you? Does he look like he's a, you know... very happy man, and he's enjoying all of this.
No one's enjoying it. No one's enjoying it, Brooke. Hey, Brooke, I take your point, and I thank you. You don't think he deserves the hammering. Can I ask you another question? Your kids, how old are they?
Mine is 6, 5, and 16 months. And I'm also pregnant I'm 18 weeks.
You're pregnant again?
Again. Well, it was a very unexpected one, that one. It'll be the last.
You like that caller, Sean, that we had. Did you hear Sean during the week?
No, I didn't.
Oh, Brooke, piss funny. I'm going to play it a little bit later today.
I'd love to hear it.
Piss funny. He was telling us how his wife gave birth in the car. He had to deliver their child.
No.
Yeah, and he said the people in the grandstand weren't too impressed. He then let us know that his two other kids were in the back seat of the car while she was giving birth. It was very, very funny. And I said, I bet you that puts you off having more children. He said, yes, it did. But all of a sudden, she's pregnant again. And he said, I wish that the bloke shagging my wife would at least make a contribution.
I've told him I'm going to cut it off. I've got three daughters. This one better be a boy. I've actually kept this one secret from my family, or they don't know yet. Next week we find out the gender. So,
why do you want to find out?
Oh, just because I've got three girls.
But it's going to be what it will be.
I know it'll be what it'll be, but I just want to know. I thought the last one was a boy and it wasn't, and just...
So if this one's a girl, if you end up with four girls, you're going to make him cut it off?
Absolutely, yeah. It's not happening. I'm done and happy. I was happy with three. I always said I was happy with three, and
hey, bro,
I've gone and done myself over a beauty this time. Oh, really? It really is a joke.
Hey, Brooke, can I ask you a simple question?
Yeah.
Have you worked out yet what makes babies?
Oh.
Have you worked out what you're doing that...
I don't actually know. I don't know. Maybe I'm falling asleep in the wrong position. I don't know.
Brooke, look, go to Google and say, how are babies made, and see if there's something there that you relate to.
Oh, look, my mother used to say your father couldn't hang his pants on the end of the bed without me falling pregnant. Oh. I think that's the case. She's got four as well.
Oh, Brooke.
Runs in the family.
Brooke, you're killing me. You have a lovely weekend. You're a sweetheart. I've enjoyed talking to you. Good luck with the new one. So,
thanks, Luke. You too, mate. Have a good one.
So next week you find out the sex.
Next week. I'm 18 weeks. Next week I should get in there with the ultrasound and find out the sex.
And... when do you tell the family?
Hoping that when I find out the sex, I've got a whole photo organised of all three of the girls clambered over Dad with me standing next to them with a T-shirt that says, this is the last one, seriously.
Oh, and then what, you'll post it on Facebook or something? What will you do?
I was going to get it printed up and send it to them in the mail. I didn't want to make it a Facebook thing for them.
I'll do that. That's a good idea.
Yeah, that's what I did for my sister's 25th just recently because I couldn't see them. I got her made into a Simpsons character.
Do you know what you could do? That the photo's great. So you get your three kids, your husband, you're there with a T-shirt saying this is the last one, but hold up a pair of scissors.
That's exactly what he said too. He said buy a giant pair of scissors and like hold them towards me.
Do it.
I really should. I'll have to now. I have to.
I just thought of it. My idea was an old idea.
Well, that's he told me that like 3 days ago. He said that is a good idea that we should do.
Look, you've probably got a pair of scissors. You don't have to go and buy them. Have you got a big pair of scissors?
Well,
just go to go to the reject shop. Go to the $2 shop and get a big pair of scissors. They'll come in handy one day for school projects when you're cutting things up.
No worries.
Hey, listen. Lovely to talk to you, Brooke. Good luck.
You too, Luke. Thanks so much.
See you, mate. Hey, cheers. No. One more thing.
Yeah.
Next week when you find out, can you ring me?
Absolutely.
Okay?
I'll let you know.
See you, darling.
See you, mate. Thanks, Luke.
Bye-bye.
Cheers. Yes, you're a darling too.
There she is. The people you meet here on the night show. Number. G'day, Swampy.
G'day, mate. How are you?
What have you been doing, mate?
Trying to keep out of trouble. First of all, I want to apologise for the state I was in the last time I spoke to you. And to the family, it was pretty bad.
What happened, Swampy?
I got on the turf while I was waiting to talk to you. And I probably lost it a bit.
You lost it. How are you tonight? You a bit better?
I'm good, mate. I'm on the road tonight. We're safe tonight. Come and get. We build everything. We build out of pallet and upcycling. So we come into Bendigo to pick pallets up.
To pick pallets up, yeah.
And then, like, mate, I'm building a bar. I'm building a proper bathroom on the farm.
You're building a bathroom. I thought you were going to say you're building a bar. I nearly got excited.
No, I just pulled one of them down. I needed to pull it down because that's where the house has got to go.
Oh, so you've got no bar anymore.
No, the man cave's gone, mate.
No. Swampy, no.
I'll get another one. Don't worry.
Okay, when you do, take a photo for me.
Luke, first of all, is Brooke still listening? I can send her some castrating rings if she likes. I'll even give her an applicator. Like, the bloody thing stretch out to about 3 inches.
She's listening.
She can either drop it on my old fella or rip the nuts off. They'll fall off in about 3 weeks.
Is this what you put on bulls or sheep?
On lambs, mate.
So what do you do? I know about docking tails.
Yeah, you use the same rings for the tail as you do for the bulls.
And you put it on, they just drop off, do they?
Yeah.
How long does it? How long does it take till they drop off?
3 weeks and probably a bit after a month. No blood, no nothing.
Yeah, well, they reckon if you cut off the blood supply, those sort of things will drop off. And can I just say this to you? I've had my blood supply cut off for a long time now, but they're hanging in there.
Mate, I've got a message for the Minister for War and Finance.
Yes, Swampy.
Leave the washing up for a week when it's raining.
Yeah.
You spend the day in the kitchen.
Yeah, good on you, Swampy.
Mate, listen, I've got a bit of an issue.
Go on. Hey, listen, Swampy, stop for a second. I've got to take a break. Stay there.
Yep.
Pull over so you can talk, not on loudspeaker, and I'll come back to you after the break. Stay there, okay?
Okay, mate. Yeah, not a problem.
Don't go away. Okay, I've got the boss, Jess, with me. What have I done?
Can we get people to write in on the Facebook? If you don't have Facebook, send us an email, but it'd be awesome on the Facebook because then it'll stay up there and people can get in touch with each other. It's a real community place. So I'm loving the feedback, but let's take it to Facebook. If you have it, if not, please email us. But amazing. It's all flooding through.
Okay, so it works. So people are listening. Is that what you're telling me?
We've got a couple, yep.
Okay, so if you have access to our Facebook, what are we? The Night Shift on Triple M, is that it?
That's the one. Just leave it on the visitor posts page. They'll know where it is.
That's if you have access to Facebook. If you don't, email us. Correct?
That's it, yes.
Now,
amazing, amazing stories coming through. I'm loving it.
Okay, now, if Brooke is still... Oh, Brooke is listening. Is that right?
She did send us an email. She tells Swampy she wants 2 ball rings.
Swampy.
She'll get them on my money an hour from Maryborough.
She's placed an order, mate.
Cheers. Oh, dear.
Swampy, did you want to talk to Jess? She's there.
No, yeah, Jess. If you need some old mouse, I'm up to you too.
I'll be in touch, mate. Cheers.
Thanks, Jess.
If only Jess's dad had some 30 years ago. Oh, sorry.
Hoy! That's not fair.
I think she's gone.
Oh, that's mean.
Is she gone?
I'm sure your kids would say the same, mate.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good comeback.
Oh, she's very quick, mate. She's very quick. All right, Jess, goodbye.
Yeah, no, laters.
So Brooke's emailed Swampy. She'll have a set of ball rings.
If she wants ball rings, I'll have to run down to the neighbours.
No. The stuff you put on the lambs. What are they actually called?
Castrate. Oh. Castrating rings.
Castrating rings. You think they'd have a fancier name, but I mean that says
nah.
It. That says it.
That's the job they do.
That's what they do. It takes 3 weeks, does it? And it's painless.
Yeah, it's a lot. I wouldn't know. I've never tried them, but
it might have been an advice for a while now. Go on.
Better than a bloody pocket knife in the middle of the paddock.
Stop it. That's what they used to do, isn't it?
Yep. That's what I grew up doing when I was a kid.
And what's more, people eat them.
Yep.
Oh.
Yep, mountain oysters.
What are they called?
Mountain oysters.
Lamb's balls.
Yep.
That's what they call them.
Lamb's balls, calves, nuts, mountain oysters.
Is there anywhere in Australia that sells them? Is there any restaurant is there any cafe? Is there a bistro somewhere that sells these things?
Testicles called when you cook them.
What are they, what?
Bush ball, no, what's their proper name?
Who are you talking to?
Sweetbread.
Is that what sweetbread is?
No, it's not sweetbread. I'll find out what it is and I'll put it on Facebook on your page.
Okay, all right. Now, Swampy, you've been waiting on. Thank you for that. What, you wanted to talk about something important.
Mate, listen, I work off and on with a lot of people that are younger than me, and a lot of single guys with kids. And I've become aware of something in the last few weeks, and I'd just love to get your opinion on it.
I'm listening.
Mate, the DHS here in Victoria, everything they do with single parents, whether the court awards the custody of the children to the father or the mother, it's very rare that it's not based on some form of drug test.
Oh, really?
Right, and the problem is, like, a lot of these guys are on antidepressants or stuff like that, or a combination of, and they'll show up that they're taking amphetamines when they're not. Some of these people are pretty stupid. They get on the chuff, and the chuff stays in your system for up to 6 months.
Is it that long, is it?
Oh, probably. I'm not sure exactly, but it's probably even longer. But the point is, if they have, say they have one session a week, or they've got someone living in their house or in their garage and they're not smoking it, but they're in a company and it's in their system, they still come up as a positive drug test.
And you're saying that in Victoria, when parents go for custody of children, there is a drug test?
Well, not all the time, but like when DHS are involved, right, they always seem to pull the drug card.
Right.
And they hold people to ransom. Like, they've been held all over the country, child protection hold people to ransom. But what I want to know is what happens when, if every government in Australia legalises marijuana?
Well, that will happen soon.
Of course it's going to happen.
Yeah, that will happen soon. But you're saying in Victoria, the Department of Human Services, when they get involved in custody, there's often a drug test. And you're saying that you might prove positive to marijuana, but you might even be a casual smoker, or you might even be in the presence of somebody who's smoking, and that will show up as a positive. Is that what you're concerned about?
That's, yeah. Mate, I've got a young fella that works with me, right? He does firewood with me, and right, what he earns. Our business has been decimated by this COVID-19 because you just can't go and deliver to people you don't know. Right, but he is toeing the line left, right, and centre. He's got a 7-year-old. He's a single dad. Right, the little fella calls my missus Nana Trace, and mate, he's being pulled through the ringer by DHS when they're supposed to be helping him. And all they seem to do is hinder his life.
Well, it sounds like a complicated thing, but he sounds like a nice bloke. And if you say he's good, that's good enough for me. Maybe there's somebody listening that's had experience, Swampy. You've put it out there. Let's see who rings up, okay?
Yeah, mate. He's not on any drugs when he's with me in the bush. We're using chainsaws, bulldozers, and excavators.
Yeah.
And he's got enough respect for that to realise that you get one chance.
All right. Well, let's see what our listeners think. They may have been in the same position, and maybe they can speak from experience. Swampy, I've got to keep going, mate. Good luck with the sheep's.
All right, mate.
Good luck with the sheep's nuts.
And Facebook you.
Facebook us. Brooke, yep. If you're listening, Facebook us, The Night Shift on Triple M, and then you and Swampy can have a chat on Facebook. How's that sound?
Yeah, tell her I'm at Wheeler.
She's listening, mate.
Yeah, is she? Yeah, I'm at Wheeler, Brooke. I'm only an hour north of Maryborough.
Okay, well, talk on Facebook. Join The Night Shift on Triple M Facebook, you and Brooke, and you can have a chat. I've got to go, Swampy. Good to hear from you, mate. Peter's got a traffic incident on the Hume Highway. Peter, it's a serious accident, is it? Good morning.
Mate, bro, it's southbound on the Hume Highway at Bowning, just south of Yeth. Southbound direction has been completely closed and been diverted out through Harden.
Okay, southbound.
Yes, southbound.
Okay, southbound. Do you know what vehicles are involved? Have you seen it?
Two trucks are involved, and he's going to be there for a long time.
Okay, it looks like a serious accident on the Hume Highway near Bowning, just south of Yass, and traffic's being diverted around the Hume Highway via Harden?
That's correct.
Yeah, Harden-Murrumburra. It's a twin town, isn't it?
Yeah, they're going out to Harden, down to Cootamundra, and then back onto the Hume Highway at Coolack.
I know exactly where you are. I used to live in Young.
It's a southbound direction only. Northbound is open.
Northbound open. Southbound on the Hume Highway, an accident, and traffic is being diverted round Harden, then onto Cootamundra, then back onto the Hume Highway. Let's hope that everyone's okay. Peter, thanks for phoning that in.
No worries. Thanks, Luke.
Bye-bye, mate. 1-3-3-5-3 if you want to be part of the program. Lots to talk about. There's some space there. If you'd like to bookend the week on a Friday, it's a Friday free-for-all. If you'd like to comment, jump on board. It's not too late to be in the running for caller of the week. 1-3-3-5-3 is the phone number. The Night Shift, Triple M.